May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. They complained. The people who had been freed from slavery, led out of Egypt, and had walked the Red Sea on dry land, complained. They complained because they were ungrateful. They complained because they doubted the promise of God. And they complained because they were hungry. They complained, and they complained, and they complained. And the Lord God heard them, and he loved them, and he gave them bread from heaven. They complained, and he responded with generosity. They complained, and he responded with love. They were ungrateful, and he gave them bread from heaven. They were undeserving, and the Lord gave them what they needed. They were undeserving, and the Lord God fed his people. The Lord Jesus fed 5,000 men on the side of the mountain. He had fed them, and now they followed him so that they could be fed again. They wanted the food of earth, but now the Lord Jesus would feed them with the mysteries of heaven. The Lord Jesus would reveal to those who followed him the bread from heaven and the work of the Lord God. The Lord Jesus would reveal to them the bread from heaven that leads to eternal life. And he would invite them to work for the bread that endures to eternal life. In a few weeks, over 600 children and young people in our parish will begin or continue their religious education, accompanied by their very, very generous teachers. These children and young people will continue their work toward the celebration of First Holy Communion and Confirmation. The teachers and the students will work very hard this year, as they do each year. The students and the teachers and the parents will all be working for the bread that endures to eternal life. But we do not earn this bread. We cannot earn this bread. We cannot earn that which can only be received as a gift. We cannot earn the love of God. We cannot earn the bread of God. We do not work to earn the bread of eternal life. We work to prepare to receive the gift of the bread of life. At the invitation of Jesus Christ, we work to prepare to receive the gift of Jesus Christ. Our work is a work of preparation. We do not earn the sacraments. We do not earn the grace of God. We do not work to earn the bread that endures to eternal life. Because the sacraments are the gift of the Lord. The grace of the Lord is the gift of the Lord. The bread of the Lord is the gift of the Lord. And as we prepare to receive him, our work at the call of the Lord Jesus prepares us to receive the Lord Jesus. Our work prepares us to receive the gift. As we now celebrate the great gift of the Eucharist, we give thanks that the Lord has found us worthy to be in his presence. We give thanks that the Lord Jesus has invited us to share in his work. And we pray that the work of this day and the work of this week will prepare us to receive the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen.